It's important to have this focus that's a kingdom mindset and not distracted by the things of the world that might frighten us or attract us in a temporary sort of a way. It's important to be living with an attitude of readiness for his return, but it's also important for our actions to be ones of obedience, doing what he has left us here to do. Living lives of witness, because that's what we're here for, to make disciples of all different kinds of people and teach them to obey what Jesus has taught us. And then, focusing on the end times, he looks at what would happen if the master comes home and the servant is not doing what he was supposed to do. Jesus says, suppose the servant says to himself, my master is taking a long time in coming, and then he begins to beat the men servant and maid servants and to eat and drink and get drunk. Master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and in an hour when he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. Which again is so over the top that people would have slapped their foreheads and said, what is he talking about? Unless they had ears to hear that he was talking about the end of the age. And then cut them to pieces and assign them a place with the unbelievers makes perfect sense. You know, sacrificial animals that were killed to atone for the sins of people were cut to pieces, weren't they? And anyone who's not under the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because he doesn't believe it, is facing a fate that's worse than getting cut to pieces. And Jesus is coming. He'd come at any moment. Come at a moment when he's not expecting. And yes, it's been a long wait. But if we act as though, he's never coming. And instead of feeding the ones we were meant to feed, we hog to ourselves and we serve ourselves and we get drunk and we just pay attention to ourselves, it can be very bad. Because Jesus says he will identify believers by doers. The word unbelievers is the exact same word as the word faithful in verse 42, except for one letter. The faithful will be revealed by the fact that they are doing what the Lord has assigned. The unfaithful, or the unbelievers, will be revealed because they are not. It's as simple as that. Not everyone will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father, Jesus said. And so it's so absolutely important for us to block out the distraction of the stands and the defensive team and let God worry about that stuff. To have a kingdom mindset, not a worldly mindset. But to live our lives with an attitude of readiness for his coming, so that whatever we're doing it with in the back of our mind thinking, well, Jesus could walk in on this. And living with obedience. Attitudes of readiness and actions of obedience. Now, Jesus sums this up. He says in verse 47, that servant who knows his master's will and does not get ready or does not do what his master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. You know, when I read that, I sound a lot like Peter in the back of my mind. Peter said, Lord, who are you telling this parable to? Is it to us or is it to everybody? And I want to know when I read this last paragraph of Jesus, let's see, how many blows will I get beaten with? You know, let's not parse this. Let's just acknowledge some things here in Longmont, Colorado. We know. We have everything we need to know the will of the Father, don't we? We've got Bible studies, churches on every block. We've got DVDs and seminars and radio programs and TV. We know. And we are the people in history who have been given much. So let's just back away from trying to figure out our place in this paragraph and turn around and resolve amongst ourselves to wrap our arms around each other and help one another to keep a kingdom mindset, not being distracted by the roar of the crowd or the thundering of the defense. To keep an attitude of readiness with our eye on the ball, waiting for the moment when Jesus will come. And keep actions of obedience, faithfully distributing the nourishment of the gospel to those who need it.